This is Cedric Clute inviting you to step back in time and enjoy your visit to the Kennedy Mine with Tales of the Mother Lode. Mining was a dangerous profession in the early 20th century, and it mattered little if you worked underground or topside. Silicosis and deafness and mercury contamination were just around the corner, so choose your poison. Old-timers have told me the worst job was working in the stamp mills. That's where the gold was separated. Giant hammers called stamps were used to pulverize the ore. Each stamp was about 10 inches in diameter, a foot thick, made of steel, and weighed about 300 pounds. There were 100 of them in line at the Kennedy, 75 at the Argonaut, and 75 at the Central Eureka. The stamp mills worked 24 hours a day, and you could hear them 5 miles from Jackson. The town shook, and if you put anything that didn't weigh 10 pounds on your mantelpiece, it would vibrate off and fall to the floor. The men who worked the stamp mills were deafened within a year, but there was more trouble than that, so let me tell you how the mill worked. The ore that was pulverized to the consistency of sand was washed over 8-foot-long copper plates that were coated with mercury. Quartz and other materials would wash over the surface to be picked up by the tailing wheels, but the gold in this valuable mix was the only material heavier than the mercury, and as a result it sank into the mercury before it could wash away with the lighter elements. What you ended up with was an amalgam of gold and mercury that was scraped off the copper plates, heated, and separated. And every day the men took buckets of mercury and brushes and repainted the copper plates, smoothing it out with their bare hands. That was their lot, day after day. So, underground it was silicosis, your lungs were chewed up by the quartz dust, and above ground it was mercury poisoning. It's Hobson's choice. This is Cedric Clute coming to you from the Kennedy Mine with Tales of the Mother Lode.